Leina L'Tayva. Let's go to Meishi for getting this done. Start with the parsha starts in Mikra Bikurim. And then a similar parsha, what the Mishnah calls Vidui Maisrus. Vidui Maisrus, Pesach of the fourth year and the seventh year, a person has to come and he has to say, after he has to say on Erev Pesach, he has to say the following things. Amartel Fnei Hashem Alekecha, Biarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, of taking care of all the Kadosh, gotten rid of it, I've given it away. What have I done? Biarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, I did everything. I gave away the Trumas, the Maestris, and the Trumas, and the Bikurim, everything I was supposed to do, I gave away. And the whole list over here. The Maeser Oni, all these things I did. Not only did I do that, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything I was not supposed to do with these things. In summation, Shamati b'kol Hashem aleikoy, Sisi k'chol asher tzivisoni. I listened to the Eibishter, I did what I was supposed to do. And he ends with a bracha, with a bakosha, a bracha, shkif my kachkum and Hashemayim, the Rebbein Shem shall look out and give Klal Yisrael a bracha. Very chashuv bracha. The minig, the Bakir raises his tone when he's lanes hashkif my kachkum. So this is called Losha Chazal. This is the Vidui Maisers. Now look at the pasuk. It says over here, Loyavarti mitzaysecha v'loy shachachti. What's the kavon of Loyavarti mitzaysecha v'loy shachachti? Zok Rashi. Loyavarti mitzaysecha loyifrashti mimin al sheminoi uminachodesh al yoshin loyitosh al chubel mechubel al tosh. I did not, wasn't over and was mafrish from the wrong thing to the wrong thing. It's supposed to be the right men, the same type of food, and supposed to be the new crop for the new crop, the old crop for the old crop, and other such tanoim. B'loy shachachti zok Rashi milevarechicha al afroshes maisers. I didn't forget to make the bracha on afroshes maisers. So you look at the Rashi kipshuta, it means, I didn't forget to say asher kedushon mitzoyed sivonu al afroshes maisers, or l'afresh maiser, whatever the nusach is going to be. I didn't forget to make the bracha. That's the chayr, the pashup shot, what Rashi's saying. Rashi brings, it's really a chazal. The Mizrachi shtels on this Rashi. And a pashup to shtel. So Rashi says that in the vidui maestris, the person says, he's talking to the Rabbi Yisrael, he says, loy shachachti, I didn't forget. All these things, I did everything right. Loy shachachti, and I didn't forget to make a bracha. Zok the Mizrachi. Pirish, what's the pshat in this Rashi? What does it mean? Lo shachachti melevorech al afroshes ma'is. I didn't forget to make a bracha. Pirish, zok the Mizrachi. Pshat in Rashi is meleshabechecha. I didn't forget to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. To bench Hashem, be'is afroshes maisus. That's the pshat in the Rashi. What's not pshat in the Rashi? Loi milivorech birkas afroshes maisus. But Rashi doesn't mean the way we would normally understand the Rashi to mean. Loi shachachti milivorech ala afroshes maisus. Rashi doesn't mean for making the bracha on afroshes maisus. Every mitzvah, we know birkas of mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. We're going to be making a bracha on a shayfer. L'shmaya kol shayfer, we're going to be making a bracha tilas lula, we're going to make bracha shiva sukkah. So here you can make a bracha on a frosh's mice. Zok the Mizrachi, the Reim, Arishin, Rashi doesn't mean the bracha on a frosh's mice. Rashi means to be meshabech Hashem. It means bracha kepshutai, benching Hashem. Not with a bracha, just benching Hashem in the colloquial, that's just as a phrase. You're benching Hashem, you're giving Hashem a bracha, you're thanking Hashem, you're praising Hashem. Why doesn't he want to learn Pashup Shat the Rashi? Zok the Mizrachi. Because it can't mean the regular brach, shu nusach ha-brach she-tiknu anche knesses ha-gdoyle loy mal brachas maisres.
It didn't exist yet.
It can't be what anche knesses ha-gdoyle because, as Erez is saying, she-birkas kol ha-mitzis ein el medevrayim. That means it's drabonon. If we're talking about real bracha, that's a drabonon. That's a drabonon. So that wouldn't be here. Rashi brings from Chazal. You look at the Rashi, Rashi is bringing from Chazal. Sifri here of Anort, a Mishnah Maisha Sheini. Zokta Mizrachi, Besifri, Beshalim, Besechtes Maisha Sheini, Shonu, Beloy Shachach, Melverch, Lashim Cholot. And then over there, Taka says the Loshin. Veloy Shachachti Milvarecho, Umilahazkir Shimcha Olav. Zokta Mizrachi, you look at the Loshin of Chazal, it adds in, not only did I not forget to bench you, Umilahazkir Shimcha Olav, and to say your name on this Inyan. What does it mean to say your name? That's a very strange way of saying, make a bracha, saying Hashem's name. No, Milahazkir Shimcha, in this seemingly mundane act of preparing everything, and then giving the maises, I've not forgotten to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. I brought in HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the equation. That's the pshat over here. He's being arrived in the Lashon of Chazal, that Rash, the Kavon of Rashi is not a bracha, because a bracha would have no place here. We're understanding a pasuk in Chumash. A pasuk in Chumash adin deraisa. So he can't mean the regular bracha birkas hamitzvah, which said Rabbanon. So it must mean that on the Inyan we're mentioning Hashem's name. That's already could be a deraisa. So Mizrachi is learning a whole new, not pashup shadow would seem in the Rashi, because he has a pashup dekasha. Can't mean a regular bracha. A regular bracha is a drabanan. We're here trying to understand the pasuk chumash. I got the Mizrachi. Maisa, the Marsha, and the Taisis Yantif, they ask Akasha, how could it be that the Mizrachi saying that Rashi doesn't mean a bracha? L'chor, it's an often a Gemara that Rashi that it means a bracha. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is a bracha's mem amid beis. The Gemara in Brachas Mem Amud Beis has a shaila of what is ma'akev in a bracha. It's the last in the wide lines, the third wide line, right before the Mishnah, in the middle of Mem Amud Beis. Middle of Mem Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, Gufa, Omarav, three lines before the Mishnah, Kol Bracha Shem by Askaris Hashem ain't a bracha. A bracha doesn't have Hashem's name in it, is not a bracha. The person just says, Baruch Atta, Melech Ha'ilam, it's not going to work. It has to have Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, Ka Baruch Shem Malchus ain't a bracha. Not only does it need Shem Hashem, it needs Malchus, Melech Ha'ilam. Omer Abaye, Kavosei de Rav Mestabra. So Abaye, Avaraya to Rav. Desanya, and we know Desanya in Shas means we learned in a Braisa, Lo Avarti Mitzvah Secha, Veloy Shachachti. Par Pasik, right here. This Pasik, right here in Parsky Sovay. Lo Avarti Mitzvah Secha, Vidu Maises, Veloy Shachachti. And what does the Torah mean? Lo Avarti Milavarechicha, Veloy Shachachti Milaska Shimcholov, which the Mizrahi quoted the Gemara, Lashim Cholov. And here's where the Mizrahi said, to write to my pshat and Rashi, that doesn't mean a bracha, milahaskir shim cholov, to mention Hashem's name. Doesn't mean a bracha, it means just stam. To mention Hashem's name, praise Hashem. On the wonderful thing that Hashem allowed us to have so much abundance that we're giving maestris and all this, Kodesh Baruch was mezakas. Vilu malchus like Tani. It doesn't say anything about malchus, just says Hashem's name. Rabbi Yechut Tani, no, lo shechachti. The Bryce is saying, Melas Shimcha Umalchus Cholov. The Bryce meant Malchus. Freit the Marsha and the Taisis Yontiv. How could the Mizrach, it's not only the Mizrach, it's the Maral as well in his Pirisham Rashi Gur Aryeh. How could the Mizrach and Gur Aryeh say, Pshat Rashi is stam, praising Hashem? The Gemaras bring a Rai from this Pasuk to Hilchas Brachas. The Gemara Mefurish is taking this Pasuk and saying it applies to Hilchas Brachas. There are halacha all over it. That is a din in bracha, needs Hashem's name. Or it not only needs Hashem's name, needs Melech Ha'ilam, and we're going to bring a raya from this pasuk. Mil barechicha, mishleishem avart mesech leishachachti. It means this drasha mil barech lashim cholov. You see, Chlorit, the Gemara is saying it means bracha, because if the Gemara held like the Mizrachi, so what's the raya to Hilchas Brachas? We're still talking about mentioning Hashem's name, Shabech Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he's being mafresh maestros. What does that have to do with Hilchas Brachas? Obviously, the Gemara is saying that the pshat in the pasuk was Hilchas Brachas. So how could the Mizrachi say Rashi doesn't mean Brachas? It's clear in the Gemara, we mean Brachas. The Mizrachi's kasha was a murder dick and kasha. Brachas were only invented afterwards. The Brachas were a drabanan. So both the Marsha here off the north and the Taisis Yantar say, Pshat must be, it's an asmachta ba'alma. The Gemara is not saying it's Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, because the Mizrachi's Taina is a Taina. It's asmachta ba'alma. We find many times in the Gemara a drabonon that's alluded to in the Pasuk. It's asmachta ba'alma. And now's not the time, it's ground of Machlaikis, the Rambam, and Ritvon Rosh Hashanah, how to understand the asmachta. But whatever it is, the asmachta is not saying Pasha Pshat, this is what the Pasuk is telling you. It's telling you that the Rabbanim found a Remez L'Dover, this is the way at least the Rambam learns, in the Pasuk. But Memela, so the Gemara is saying, an Asmachta, that we take this Pasuk, we can attach the Bracha to the Pasuk. So Memela, when the Gemara is saying, brings this Pasuk, Yisav, it says a Bracha, it means Bracha Mamish. I, Bracha, wasn't invented in Achanami. It's an Asmachta Baalm, it's not Pashat in the Pasuk. Pashat Pasuk could be whatever you want. But Lamais, if you're quoting the Gemara, it's obvious, it's a Bracha. So this whole drasha, amilavarech, means bracha. Elamai, you don't want to bring the Gemara bracha. So there's no such drasha, amilavarechecha. The whole Makar, amilavarecha, is only in Hilchas Brachas. Because what's the Makar? The Gemara. The Gemara means in Hilchas Brachas. It's pre-bracha. No, it's asmachta. But if you're not going to, so if you're going to learn Pashat the Pasuk and ignore the smachta because the smachta wasn't relevant yet, then you have no such drasha. There is no drasha. There's no drasha. According to Rashi, there's a whole, according to Mizrachi, there's a whole new concept of saying Hashem's name when you mavrish maisis up the marsha and the taisyat. There's no such thing. Whatever we have is hilchas brachas. That's all we have. Chayashver kasha, good kasha. Not only that, you look at Rashi in brachas. Rashi over there in the sugi before says it as well. Rashi says, "Milavarecha baruch asher kedushanim sveitzivon al hafers truma maisa." Rashi is mavurish a bracha. So it is a bracha. It's going on the drasha that Rashi and Chumash is talking about. And Rashi mavurish a bracha. So how could the Mizrachi Gwari say it? Eider ha'ara? No, it's a smachta ba'alma. So chayru, we can say upshot that there's two separate mahalchim over here. There's the Gemara and there's the Pasuk Chumash. And they're not, and the two don't have to go together. The Pasuk Chumash, Pashup Shat, and then there's a Smachta. But the Drasha applies equally to both. What does that mean? The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk here. There's a Pasuk. And the Pasuk says clearly, Le'vartim, it's a Sev Le'Shechachti, and Chazal understood that it has to do with Shem Hashem. So in Pashup Shat, there's an Indian of Shem Hashem. And that's where Rashi and the Mizrachi understood the Rashi, you have to mask your Shem Hashem. Not in a bracha, because a bracha wasn't invented yet. But in the idea of Shem Hashem, you have to say Shem Hashem. That's the Pasuk, that's Rashi al Tar. This Gemara is saying a whole different thing. And Asmach, there's two separate things going on over here. It's not one, don't confuse this to this. It's two separate things going on over here. Over here, there's an Asmach, there's an Inyam Rehilchas Brachas. That was attached to here with an Asmachta. But it doesn't take away, the Pasha's also talking about saying Hashem's name. And the Pasha saying Hashem's name is Taka Hashem's name, Kipshuta, like Rashi, Chumash, like the Mizrachi says. There are two separate things going on. Now it would seem that's a little bit of a daichik to create two out of one. They seem to be the same thing. But if an emes, it's tremendously meduyik, mamish in the Gemara. The Tzlach has brings a diak here in the Gemara, a wonderful diak. The Gemara says, brings our Pasuk, that we have over here, Lo'evartim Sefalei Shechachti, and brings a drasha. What's the drasha? The sanya, the source of drasha, is a braisa. Lo'evartim Tzei Secher, Sifri. Lo'evartim Sefalei Shechachti. Lo'evartim Ulverecha, Velei Shechachti, Lazer Shem Chola. The Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha. The Tzlach brings the Pnei Yeshua. He was a Ben Dairi, a Shtark Shaykh Tzlach, was very Machshav Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua was Ma'ir. Why did the Gemara say the sanya? It's a Mishnah Meister Sheni. It's a Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni. It's a Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Aleph. A Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, it's not the right Mishnah, but there's a, the Mishnah says, Mishnah says a Ma'aser Sheni, B'chol Mitzvah Chomesh, I make the Ma'aser Sheni. He goes on, Lo yavartim tzei secha, lo yifrashim yil shein amina, lo yin tzoshim chubi, lo yin chubi al tzosh, 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 lo yin chubi al tzosh. Here's the drasha. So why does the Gemara say the Sanya? Frank the Pnei Shul should say the Tanan. But should say the Tanan. It should say a Mishnah, the Tanan. So the Pnei Shua changes the Girsa. He says in a Chanami. It should say the Tanan. It's true. It should say the Tanan. You look over here in the Gos and Tzionim. He brings it down. He brings down, starts off by saying the Tanan. He said, you should start saying, you should say the Tanan. Because it's a Mishnah, Maisha Sheni. Why a Bryce? It's a Mishnah, Maisha Sheni. Pnei Shua himself, to the Kasha that everybody's asking on the Mizrahi, Pnei Shua wants to say that perhaps we're talking about a Deraisa Dike Brocha. How can we be talking about Deraisa Dike Brocha, Brocha Drabanan? There's a Sheet, there are Rishonim who hold that the Brocha Chroina for the Zayim Minim is Deraisa. You take off Trumas Reisters, you're taking off Dog and Tirish B'Yitzer, you're taking off grain and wine and olive oil. So it could be the bracha over there. When you eat it, is deraisa. The bracha achroina on those things, there's Rishayim holds deraisa. The Rambam holds that there's a din mit deraisa, Trumas and Meisters, even on fruit. So fruit that's in Eretz Yisrael would also be a deraisa. If it's from the Zayimina, it would be a deraisa. There's an element of bracha deraisa, Pnei Shul says. The Emes Dvorim is it's a pella because the nusach of Chazal over here is a bracha on the afroshes maisres. It's a bracha on the afroshes. The Rashi says mefurish. It's a bracha on the afroshes. So certainly I'll pee the pashim shad over here. It's not going to help you. The bracha of alamichir, a bracha ala peres. That's not what we're talking about over here. Mazei like the Pnei Shua. It's a bracha. That's a deraisa. But lemaisa the tzlach says no. We don't have to change the girsa. Leave the Sanya. Leave the Sanya. And he says, if you look, the Bryce's drasha and the Mishnah's drasha, they're similar, but they're not the same. How so? Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah darshins from Loyavarti Mitzvah Secha, I didn't do the wrong Afrosha. Loyavarti, I wasn't over, I didn't do an Afrosha that's illegal, that's Shaloi Kalacha. I made sure to be mafresh, to separate from the min al-minoi. I made sure to separate tolush al-tolush. And I made sure to separate the right season on the right season. Then the Mishnah goes on, and from loy shochachti, there's the inyan bracha. You look at Argamar that brings the braisa. Loy avarti, sell loy shochachti, loy avarti mavol rechecha, v'loy shochachti ha-shem cholov. Where the Mishnah took both of those drushes and put them on Loi Shachachti, the Gemara breaks it up. So the Tzlach, there's clearly a division over here between the Braisa and the Mishnah. And therefore, it's beautifully meduyak. As we said earlier, there's two different things going on over here, the Femfer and the Mizrahi. There's two different things going on over here. There's Pashat and the Pasik, and there's the Gemara. And both are true. In other words, Pashat and the Pasik is all stop Hashem Hashem, but not within confines of a bracha. The Gemara is talking about Hashem Hashem within the confines of bracha. It sounds like a doich of two different things. No. It's Merdik Meduyik. Because the Sanya, they're in, if you go with the Mishnah Maisa Sheni, so the Mishnah Maisa Sheni actually puts the whole inyan of bracha on Loi Shachachti. Not like the Gemara. Because the Mishnah Maisa Sheni is not talking of bracha. The Mishnah Maisa Sheni is talking about Melahaskir Shimcha Olo. Whereas the Mishnah Maisha Sheni learned Lo Yavarti Mitzvah Secha means to be over. Why did the Mishnah Maisha Sheni learn over and the Braisa didn't? Because the Mishnah Maisha Sheni is talking about Pasha Pshat. The Mishnah Maisha Sheni is talking about Pasha. Pasha being over has nothing to do with the Bracha. Pasha being over means you did something wrong in Hilchas Afrosha. Oh, that's Pasha Pshat. That's Pshat that's going on over here, Rashi Ala Torah. You look at Rashi Ala Torah, Rashi Ala Torah brings the Mishnah. Lo Yavarti Mitzvah Lo Yafrashi Min Al Sheimin brings the Mishnah. But the Gemara is not going in Pasha Pshat. The Gemara is going on the Asmachta of Bracha Mamish. The Asmachta, that you can only find the Braisa. Because the Braisa over here already doesn't bring down being Mafresh, Min Al Minoy, and all those other things. Because the Braisa is not going in Pasha Pshat. The Braisa is going with Asmachta. So the Braisa already takes Lo Yavartim Tzisecha and says that's also going on Hilchas Bracha. Because it wasn't going Pashup Shat. That has nothing to do with Hilchas of Rasha. So the Braisa is clearly not Pashup Shat. The Braisa, Rashi Ala Torah, does not bring down. The Braisa is going on the Asmachta. That's in the Gemara. So it's beautifully Meduyah. Yeah, here we are asking Kashan Mizrachim and the Gemara. The Gemara has absolutely nothing to do with the Rashi al HaTorah. Rashi al HaTorah is quoting the Mishnah Maisa Sheini. That's Pashim Shah. Pashim Shah is not a bracha. And the Mele Mizrachi says, what's it talking about? Just mentioning Hashem's name. When you're doing, when the Eibishter gave you such beautiful things, such an abundance, such a shefa, of course you have to mention Hashem. You have to thank Hashem. You have to praise Hashem. Excuse me, Masha'en came. Gemara, it's not going to Pashim Shah. Brings the Brisa, not the Mishnah. Clearly not the same thing Rashi Altar is bringing now. Here we're going with the Asmachta. We're going with Hilchas Brachas, Asmachta. Yeah, I got Sandra Sugya. Now, of course, Rashi on the Gemara is going to say Brachas, because that's what the Gemara is talking about. It has nothing to do with Rashi Altar. Here it's clearly the Asmachta. These two things have no shaykhs one to the other. It's Maritic Meduyak, the Sanya, not the Snan. It's not a Kasha, Rashi Altar from the Gemara. The Gemara is a whole different Indian. The Indian of Asmachta, which has nothing to do with Rashi Altar. Let's move on to something else. We find this whole parsha, as we mentioned, the Mishnah, Loshana Mishnah, Mishnah Soita, it's called Vidui Maisris. Vidui Maisris. The Vidui, somebody says a Maisris. What does he say? He says this whole thing. Bilfnei Hashem Alekecha, you have to say, how about the Maisris? The Velt Asa Kasha. When we talk about Vidui, what's Vidui mean? You confess. We're going to be very, we have to get used to this Indian of confession. Besides, in the morning in Nusach Svard, we say Vidu, we're about to start Slichas, Motzei Shabbos, and moving on to Yom Kippur. Vidu after Vidu after Vidu. What are we confessing? Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gozalnu, Dibarnu, Doifi. Get to Yom Kippur, Al-Chayt, Al-Chayt, Al-Chayt. Vidu, you confess. What is confessing? You confess you did something wrong. Let's look at this Vidu over here. What does he say, Takarish Baruch Hu? Biarti Kaidish min habayis. Took care of everything. I gave away all the Kaidish. What did I do? Nasati lelevi. I gave the ger yosef almona. I did everything ashetzi bisoni. I did everything you commanded me to do. Loivarti said, I wasn't even a thing. Which I didn't forget anything. Not only that, I wasn't even any surim. So this vidu, if we would understand it in terminology of Slichus Yom Kippur, it would be like saying, Lo Yashamnu, Lo Bagadnu, Lo Gazalnu, Lo Dibar. That's a vidui. That's a vidui. We throw him out of shul. That's a vidui. That's vidui. Where's the confession over here? Where's the vidui? Where's the vidui? What's going on here? What's the pshat? The Svarno before this kasha. This is a murder pshat. So the Svarno. Shot over here. Why this is called vidui? Zok disforna biarti akaidish min abayis. Interesting question. We got rid of the kaidish from the house. What's an idea? Biarti akaidish min abayis. Got rid of the kaidish. I gave away the kaidish. Biarti akaidish. I gave away the kaidish already. I don't have it in my rishos. What's the say? Min abayis. Zok disforna bichatoenu bavoinas aviseinu. Who did we, who lechatchila, in the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are we supposed to give these things to? Today we're giving them to Kehanim, to Leviim, at least the beginnings, Trumas Maiserishin. In the original plan, who was supposed to get these things? The Bechiris. Who were doing the Avodah? The Bechiris. Bechiris are doing Avodah. Where would the Matanis go if the Bechiris are doing the Avodah? They would stay in house. You wouldn't have to take it out of the house. You wouldn't have to outsource it. But today, we need to outsource. Bechiris, and the mishpachas, a typical mishpachas bechir, doesn't work. We have to outsource. Why? We were chayta cheta egel. We're a chayta. And memeil the bechiris who should have had it, don't have it. And we have to give it. We have to outsource. Biarti akoidish, I got rid of it. Min abayis from the house, I have to give it away. Why am I giving it away? Because we're chaytu a cheta ego. That's the vidui. So the sefornoi. That's zel vidui maisu. That's the vidui here. I'm confessing that we messed up. We messed up. What's the amkus to this? Okay, so instead of giving chayt, give me shevet levi. What's the nakuda here? The nakuda is in the master plan. The oiv de Hashem. Those who were selected a muvdul mena'am to be oiv de Hashem. They were supposed to be in each and every home. Supposed to be in a typical Yiddish home, you had somebody who was mugdal to Dor Hashem. But we messed up.
So now we have Shevet Levi, Kehanim, Levim. All the rest of us are just regular Yidin. There's no such thing as Tamar, regular Yidin. But we're not Muvdal, Lusharis, Lufnei Hashem, like Shevet Levi. There was a Pachisa, we went down a Madrega. But if we would have hung in there, and we wouldn't have been Chete Egel, in a house, every Yiddish home would be enhanced. We're having an Oyver Hashem right there in the home. You wouldn't have to go out to Shevet Levi. We took away the Kodesh min Abayis. We went down a level of Kedusha. That's the Vidu Biarti HaKodesh min Abayis. We lost out in having that in our home. It would then seem to reason that the Avodah of Vidu Yemaisris for us is to bring back Kedusha into the home. If that's what we're still saying, this Vidu of Cheta Egel, who knows how long ago. Because we're still suffering that we lost Kedusha and Abayis. We need to bring back Kedusha and Abayis. And if an Emes in Tav Shinai and Ches, that's a big, big current event. That's a big Melchemes Hashem to make sure there's Kedusha in the Abayis and not to be Biarti HaKedusha min Abayis, not to have things in there that are throwing things out, the Kedusha out of the home. You have to make sure to keep the Kedusha in the home. Biarti shouldn't be Biarti HaKedusha min Abayis. Perhaps we can say another pshat. Another pshat, what the pshat over here in Vidui Maisris is. If you look at this whole parsha, an interesting parsha of Vidui Maisris. Vidui Maisris, at the end, we ask for a broch, Ashkifa Mimayin Kodshachem and Hashamayim. What are we asking for a broch? We're doing a mitzvah now. Whoops. Mitamol, at the end, we have a right to ask for a broch, Ashkifa Mimayin Kodshachem. Why we seem that we can ask for a broch over here? Beyond that, at the beginning of the first parshan Kisavai is similar to Vidui Maisris. In some places, he also called the Lashon Vidui. The Mikra Bikurim, the Kriya of Lashon of the Bikurim, we bring the Bikurim. There too, the same idea. And over there also, we make a tremendous matzav with this Bikurim. Vanisav Amarta Chazal Darshan B'Kol Ram. You should say it out loud, the people should hear you. Kol Ram. Not only that, we find Bereshis Borei Elokim as Hashemayim as Haaretz. One of the Drush Chazal, Bishvil Rashis, because of Rashis. What's Rashis? Rashis Pri Adama, because of Bikurim. Bikurim? Why Bikurim? Which would seem to be a mitzvah, beautiful mitzvah, fine. But a mitzvah that mamish, front and center, the whole Brias Oilam is worth it for Bikurim. Bereshis, Bishvil Rashis. Why such a big thing, Bikurim? What's the pshat? What's so special about Bikurim? What's so special about Bikurim? The Alshur HaKadosh at the beginning of Kisavai tells us we live in a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, a beautiful world, a world with so much for us to take in the world of Gashmias. A beautiful world, and everything around in this world was created for us to serve us. The whole animal kingdom, the plants, the trees, everything here was made to enhance a world for mankind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to do in return? What's our job? Because we gave so much to mankind. What's expected in return? A simple thing. Stand up and be makir that all this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's wanted in return. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all this good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us. Stand up and recognize, be makir toiv, where this is coming from. How do you do that? By being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising Hashem, letting the world know HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this all for us. Be makir the Bari Olam, and the Bari Olam continues to make a world that's a beautiful world and gives us a shefa bracha. It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our job. That's the entire job. That's tachlis of the whole world. That's the tachlis. Memeil b'shvil reishis. A person has gashmias and he takes the first things that he had. Boy, a person labors over something. A person labors the first fruit of your labor is very valuable. People make a dollar. Sometimes they take that first dollar and they don't spend it and they put it away. Why? It's something very precious to them. First dollar you make, the first fruit you worked hard. You planted, you plowed, you worked hard here, you harvested, you nurtured, and now something finally grows. And what do you have to do? Bring it to the Kosh Baruch. Why? What's the Yisaita Dover? Because with this, you won't forget. All this came about because HaKadosh Baruch gave it to you. It's not Koichi Ve'oitzim Yodhi Osalias Achayel. That's not you. This whole thing came from HaKadosh Baruch. It's not that you're giving HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch gave you. You got it wrong. You got it backwards. It's not you're giving HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch gave you. And that's tachlis. Bishvil reishis. Tachlis is that we're makir to bari olam. That's tachlis. That's the tachlis. We're makir to bari olam. That everything comes from Hashem. It's beautiful. Vanisa v'amarta. Proclaim it out loud. Bekol rom. Everybody should know about it. The people came to Bikurim. People stood up for them. It made a tumul. A murder of tumul. Bikurim. Why? Because this is the whole point of this world. All this gash was given to us for one reason only. That l'chveidi barasim, we should get up there and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world and made it for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all his goodness. And we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memelu, knowing that, that's the pshat in vidui. The word vidui doesn't necessarily have to mean confession. The word vidui can also come from Lashon Haidah, Maida. What does Maida and Haidah mean? Not merely thank you and gratitude. We find Maida b'miktsas. He's thanking the Malva? The Malva comes and says, you owe me $100. The Lord says, I owe you $50. Doesn't sound like a thank you. Maida b'miktsas, acknowledgement. He's Maida. He acknowledges, because that's what a thank you is. What is gratitude? You acknowledge. You acknowledge it's beyond you. It's difficult. Very difficult to acknowledge. It's a very big thing to acknowledge. Maida b'miktsas. He's Maida, he's acknowledging. Vidui Maestris is acknowledging that everything comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Vidui Maestris is. Not Lashon confession, a Lashon of Vidui, of being misvada and owning up. This is not me, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course I'm going to give. I'm happy to give. Samachti, v'samachta b'chalatav, you're besimcha. You're besimcha because you recognize all this came HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all he wants me to do is give him something and acknowledge it comes from him. What a wonderful deal. A whole world, and all I have to do is give a little bit back, and acknowledge comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a wonderful samachti v'sa, samachti v'simachti acherim. What a wonderful deal. That's vidui maestros. That's in your vidui. Acknowledgement, that's why it's such a big thing. That's why mikra bikurim vidui maestros takes up such a chashiva amount of space in inyone mitzvah and inyone hashkofa. B'derech drush is a memory we know by Sari Menu, bas kuf ke bas chof. Bas kuf ke bas chof. 100-year-old was like 20. Yeah, the siddur is like Michael. The siddur over there. Yeah, siddur. You're looking at Tillin. The Velt said, the Arshonim say, bas kuf ke bas chof. What does that mean? You're looking at Tillin. What's Perek Chof and Tillin? Perek Chof and Tillin, Kapitel Chof. Kapitel Chof, Lamnatzeach Mizmor LaDavid Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Comes to that kapitel. Oh, wow, everybody says it's Slavas. You get up there and somebody says, after davening today, the Rechman al son of Zatzor, we daven, you say, Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzor. Somebody knows what he's saying when he's davening, you say this with a Slavas, Yan Hashem B'Yom Tzor. What's Kapitel Kuf? Kapitel Kuf? Kapitel Kuf? We say that too in davening. Mizma l'soida, thanking Hashem. Bas kuf ke bas chav halavai, you should be thanking Hashem as the way the passion you have when you need Hashem's help in the Zatzara. Don't just wake up to the Rabbi Shalom Zatzara, oh, there's a Rabbi Shalom in the world. And what about when all that abundance came to you, where were you for saying Mizmer L'Soida? Bas kuf ke bas chav, make sure the Haidah is there, just like when you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Zatzara. That's the Vidui Maises over here. It's a merdik and medrash. You signed this word with a medrash. Murdik and Medrash that Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings in his Sefer that shows you this Yisoid, how special it is to thank Hashem. And with this we'll understand why is it at the end of the day, Vidu Maestris, we're able to stand up and raise our voice, say, Hashkiv Mayim Kachachachim and Hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now give us Bracha. Sibshad brings a Murdik and Maisa Medrash. There was a fellow who was going on the way to go on the way to business. Another person sees him and says to him, Rabbi Meir, the first person was a Hashviyid. He says, Rabbi Meir, you know what? Can I come with you? Also going to go for a business trip. Let me accompany you on this trip. Sure. Baimi b'sholem. Sure. So they go on the trip together, and on the way, side of the road, is a blind man there. And he's obviously there for alms, a beggar. So the first person, Hashviyid, takes out some money, selecha, gives it. And he says to the person who accompanied him, no, now you too give him something. He says, no, you gave, you know him. I don't know him. I'm not holding my giving. I'm not holding my giving. You did nicely, but I'm not holding my giving. Fine. You're not holding my giving. Fine. That's fine. They went on, and they went on their derech. As they're going, they meet up with another being unbeknownst to them, this being that they met up now with, was the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis says, where are you going? They said, we're on our way to business. He was Megala himself to them. They fainted, they fell on the floor. The Malach HaMavis, what a pachapchadim. The Malach HaMavis says to the first one, you were to die. But you know what? You redeemed yourself. You gave tzedakah. We all know tzedakah tatzlim mavis. You redeemed yourself. You're safe. You gave tzedakah. You're safe. And you're going to live another 50 years. The second one he says to him, it's time to go. Seifcha biyadi. He starts crying out to him. Oy vey, we came together. We're two equals coming together on a business trip. He's going home safely and I'm not. What's going to be? The Malach HaMavis told him, he gave tzedakah. You didn't give tzedakah. He says, okay, I'll give tzedakah now. The Malach HaMavis laughs at him. He says, if you sail on a ship, you need to fix the ship up and get it seaworthy when you're on land. You stay in the water ready. The storms are going. The waves are rolling in. You can start fixing the ship then. Too late. Sorry, too late. Prepare yourself. So the person says, you know what? Okay, he's makabel. Told the Malach HaMavis, makabel. Just give me a moment. I want to be misaper b'shvachay shal makim al mosha osayimi. But before he goes and leaves this world, he wants to just praise and be thankful to Hashem for all that he's done to him for till this point. The Malach HaMavis says, oh, yabazoi, me'achar shata mevakash l'saper b'shvachay shal makim. Yosipush noisecha, you too are going to have long life. You're going to have long life. Oyem menorah. You have a person there who's gone, sealed, finished. And what happened? What saved the day? Nothing else but stam. He was mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How was he mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not stam in a matzah where he had abundance. But mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just stam. He realized, you know what? I can't leave without thanking Hashem for everything he's done until this point. Even though at this moment, it looks terrible. And it was terrible. That deserves bracha. He gets bracha. Now that's why we come and we give brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just went through our bikurim maestros and we're giving it away, our stuff, and we're giving it away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a bracha. Because we now recognize it all comes from you. Hashkifa my kachma shamayim. That's the makar bracha. Somebody wants bracha, he has to be makar, everything comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bracha. One more thing. Let's be Messiah. Another mahalach, we all know, there's no way of getting around it. Kisavai is the parsha of the Teichacha. There's two Teichas in the Torah. B'chukai says the short Teichacha, and Kisavai is the long Teichacha, double. The long Teichacha. Ramban says the first one's Ba'as Rishon, the second one's Ba'as Sheni. It's a whole Teichacha, a long Teichacha, even the Balkar is going to go through it quickly, but Lamais, it still takes long. It's a long Teichacha. It's a long Teichacha. At the end, the Torah proclaims, Eile divrei abris. These are the words of the covenant. Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe l'sbnei Yisrael b'eretz Moav. Milvad abris, beyond the other bris, asher koros yitam achar, they already had. What's his other bris? So Rashi, the first teichacha. This is the bris here, and that was the bris there. Let's try and understand. What's a covenant? What's a bris? Two people come together, make a bris. A bond. You're bonding together. Can you imagine a bond? If you dare do something against me, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to get destroyed. Your produce is going to be destroyed, be taken away by Goyim. You're going to be imprisoned. Your kids, you're going to, Rahman al-Tzlan, talk about eating human flesh of your own children. Everything you have is going to be destroyed, taken away. Bris? This is a bris? This is a bris? This is a taicha? This is a bris? What's pshat bris? What's make bris? What's pshat bris? What does it mean here to be a bris? We do know when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah. The Torah is here that we should keep the Torah. When we got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tell us it's like we came with HaKadosh Baruch Hu together in a union. We married, got into a marriage. It was chuppah. In fact, some of Hilchas chuppah are derived from Matan Torah. From the Matzah Matan Torah, that's the ultimate chuppah, the ultimate ishus coming together. Ishus is a wonderful thing. Ish v'isha, shalom b'neim, the Gemara says, shechina b'neim. Kosh Baruch Hu's there. Why? It's Yud-Kei.
Where's the Yud Kei? The Yud and Ish, the Hey and Isha, Yud Kei, Shechina Beinayim, wonderful. L'chayr, where's the Vav Kei? Shem Hashem's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Where's the Vav Kei? Ish, Isha, Shechina Beinayim, where's the Vav Kei? Zok the Goyim. There's a Pasuk of Rom Avinu sent away to B'nei Apilakshim. B'nei Apilakshim is written without a Yud. Chazal said, plug shame. Plug shame, it's half a name. Plug shame. So the going, what's the amkus of this? Half a name means half a name of Hashem. What does that mean? What is a pilegesh? A pilegesh is a person gets married, but he doesn't give a ksuba. It's without ksuba. Without ksuba. So the going, the other half of Hashem's name is in ksuba. Ksuba, what's the, how do you spell ksuba? Ksuba is kof, sof, vav, beis, hey. What's that mean? Ksav, vav, ke. Ksuba is oisius, ksav, vav, ke. That's what it is. The vav, ke is in the ksuba. What's the godless of ksuba? What's the godless of ksuba? What's the godless of ksuba? Ksuba. So we know, why do you have to write a ksuba? Shaloite kalav be'eno leitziyah. If there's no ksuba, yeah, a person gets into an argument, he tells his wife to leave. But now there's a ksuba, he'll think twice. It's a heavy financial burden. Leite kalav be'eno leitziyah. Okay, so ksuba, shem Hashem. What's ksuba, shem Hashem? The tifkeit is, the amkus of the ksuba as a whole is much more than that. Because we find a Mishnah in ksubas. Rameyer says, the beginning of Perek Afalpi in ksubas, Rameyer says that if there's no ksuba, if somebody tells his wife he's going to give her less money than he's supposed to in the ksuba is 200 for a psula, 100 for an amana, and he says he's going to give her less, bilas nus. And la halacha, if somebody loses a ksuba, he can't live with his wife. What's this whole shrek? What's this whole... Can't live with his wife? Okay, he's not holding by divorcing her. It's a kalbein nevels. He'll get the ksuba back. What is this? Mayor calls a bilas nus. Shot. If somebody lives with a woman, he's going to call her his wife, common law wife. Without kiddushin, it's nus. It's nus. It's hefkerus. It's hefkerus. Kiddushin makes ishus. It brings kiddusha. It's a real relationship. Ishus, kiddusha. Without hefkerus. Without the ksuba, it's still hefkerus. It's a little less, but it's also a bilas nus. Why so? Somebody makes a contract. Somebody has no contract. It's garnished. You make up together, two people make up something together without a contract. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It has no kayach. What if you make up a contract? Okay. What gives kayach to the contract? What makes the contract a contract that's really going to work? Because there's clauses in there that show some severity with the contract. If you don't keep the contract, so you're going to lose per day $1,000. There's some clauses that make the contract something that counts. So without kiddushin, there's no contract. There's nothing here between the two people. It's garnished. Man and wife, nah, it's hefkerus. Kiddushin. But the contract has to be contract that's something special. That has to have clauses that show you how special it is. If you make a contract and somebody says, here's the contract, and here's the clause at the end, if you don't keep the contract, pay me a penny a day. No, what's the contract worth? It's almost hefker. It's not mamash hefker, it's almost hefker. So after a mayor, you start decreasing from what the chazal say a ksuba is supposed to be. Bilas nus, you've made of keres over here. You've made of keres. What makes this ishus, this bond so special? Because chazal came up with a price, a ksuba, that's a special price. It's chashiv, and you got to keep that. That's what makes this bond special. The ksuba backs up the ishus and shows you this is special. This is a contract with clauses, with severity, with penalties. This makes it, the godless is not the ksuba. The godless ksuba backs up the ishus, makes it with such a hard, ironclad contract. It shows you that this bond is a special bond. Without it, it's nothing, it's hefkerus. The ksuba backs up the ishus. So the ishus, the kedushin, yudke. You have a ksuba, now you have the vavke. You've backed it up, you've made it special. Together you have yudke vavke. That's the bond. That's the ksuba. And that's it without it, znus. The mela, the teich over here, yes, there's terrible ancient over here. Yes, there's what to be frightened about. But the nekuda, the teich was not merely to frighten. Was to show you we came to a kesher ishvet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? We married into it, Hashem. How, what was the marriage? The Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. It was a bris between two sides that love each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this love came through the Torah. That's the bond. So it's a contract. It's a bond. It's a beautiful bond. Without a contract, it's a hefkerus. Needs a real bond. We became a bond of ishus, ish v'isha, real bond. But even a bond of ish v'isha is still not a real bond until there's something backing up the bond. What backs it up? A ksuba, severity, penalties. That's the teichacha. The teichacha is so beautiful because it shows you how severe hilchas ha-Torah are. Is the haraya that this bond between us is so special. Imagine there's a contract between two people and the penalties are so severe, it's $1 million a day. Oh, whoa, what a contract. That is a contract. You are really bonded. That's what the teichacha is. The teichacha is a similar dover, how bonded we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eile divrei abris, this is the wonderful words of bris. The covenant, the ironclad bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know how ironclad it is, how kosher it is? Look to see how long this teichacha is, how severe it is. Shows you how godless this bond is. Because it's backed up with teichacha. That's the yisod of the Eile divrei abris, and not only this bris, mulvan divrei abris. That's the effect the teichacha should have on us. Avad, we should have a pachad of the ancient. But we should be nesoyer to understand what a relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is our ksuba. Ksuba is not merely 200 zuz. A ksuba of the teichacha. What a ksuba. What a wonderful connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if we break out of the contract, it's teichacha. I am the neir, what a contract we must have if that's the case. What a bris, what a bond we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not breakable. It's an indescribable bond. That's the chizik we have. Yes, the teichacha comes before Rosh Hashanah, Tichel Shana V'Kol Yisrael. But it also showing us what a bond we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a bris. David's help in that bond should stay, do us well. This beautiful bond, we should be nesayir to understand what a kesher shokayama we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they didn't tell you. What a kesher, what a relation we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And be'ez Hashem, with that kesher, we should have a ksiva, a ksima, a good gevenshtyon.